Angus Kennedy from Nature Northwest is with us to talk once again about common and garden birds. And today, Angus, it's probably the most familiar of all garden birds here in Ireland, the robin.
It is the bird that everybody knows, and a bird that'll come up to you when you're digging your garden, or if you're even just out sitting down, relaxing, reading your book, or having a bit of lunch, the robin will come up and check you out and say hello.
Let's have a listen to its song first of all. It's a song that I would associate with long, sunny summer evenings. But the robin is with us right through the year and is actually synonymous with the winter rather than the summer.
It is. There's very few birds sing all year round, and the robin does that. And not only does the robin sing all year round, but both sexes do, the male and the female, and that's unusual for birds. Usually, for the small songbirds, usually it's only the male that sings. But both the robin, both the male and the female sing, and they hold their territory with song. So that's how they announce their presence, and they hold their winter feeding ground. But then, of course, at this time of year, the song gets fuller, gets more vibrant, and it's mostly the male that's singing in spring, and that's it holding its breeding ground, its breeding territory.
So they're a territorial bird.
Very territorial, yeah. All the birds are when they're setting up their breeding grounds. Most of the small birds, those territorial bonds break down in late summer, autumn time. But the robins, they keep them. Robin's very sedentary. It'll stay here all year round. So the robin that's in your garden singing away, there's a good chance that it'll be establishing a nest in the springtime and keeping its little territory and having its family. The song itself is one that's worth listening to and try and getting your head into. I liken it to a jazz player. A jazz player, maybe a slightly melancholic one, who is starting at a high note and it fades away down. Then it starts off high again, fades away down. I'll play it there once more so you know what I mean.
For some reason, I just get fine weather in my head when I hear the sound of the robin. But the robin can be heard in towns and in cities as well as out in the countryside. And it is not just here in Ireland, but it's around Europe.
Robins are all over Europe, yep. They're our second most common bird. It's estimated there's around about 2 million robins. Robins are doing pretty well. They're a woodland bird. They have those big, broad eyes of all the thrush family. And those big eyes are perfectly adapted for exploring in the undergrowth, in the hedges, hedges and the trees. And because of those big eyes, like all the thrushes, they're one of the very first birds to start singing in the morning time and one of the last birds to sing in the evening time because they still register that little bit of light that's in the sky. And very common, very friendly bird, very curious bird. So everybody knows them. But don't be thrown off by the juveniles. Oftentimes people get confused in summertime from July and August as they see the little robins, but they don't have the red breast on the front. The little juveniles, when they come out of their nests, they have a speckled front like a lot of the other thrushes. And by about the end of August, early September, they start developing their adult red breast feathers.
Yeah, because they are synonymous with the red breast and therefore easy to identify. Everybody can spot a robin.
Everybody can spot one, and everybody knows one because they're so friendly. There's other very colourful birds, but these guys will come right up to your feet. In fact, if you take your time and are patient with them, they'll take little bits of food right off your hand.
Right, that tame.
That tame, yeah.
Okay. And what else do they like? Apart from, little scraps of crumbs and stuff, what else do they feed on?
All sorts of things. They'll vary their diet throughout the year, and they're delighted with the food that people leave out for them in the wintertime. But in the summertime, they switch to, or in the spring and summer, they switch to mainly protein, mainly bugs. Caterpillars, they'll have a huge amount of caterpillars. They'll feed 300-400 caterpillars a day to their family, to their chicks, their fast-growing chicks. And they'll eat beetles, they'll eat any kind of little bugs. If you look at a robin's beak, you can tell a lot by a bird by its beak. It's very fine and very thin, and it's great for going into tiny little cracks, and you'll see them scurrying up the side of trees, up little branches, looking for little tiny spiders and tiny mites and bugs that are in the cracks of the bark.
And they're so small they can nest in walls, wall cavities.
Yes, they like to, they fill a little area full of moss. So if there's a nest box with a large opening, they'll often take that. Sometimes they'll even take things like old boots and kettles and they'll fill those up. But typically they'll go into ditches, quite often at knee level or even below that, and they'll fill a tiny hole in a ditch which will be hidden behind vegetation. They'll fill it up with moss and some feathers from their own breast, to keep the eggs as cozy as possible.
And both parents feed the young.
Both parents feed the young. They're hardworking birds. Like a lot of them, the female does a lot of the nest building and sits on the eggs. But once those eggs hatch, both the male and the female are frantically feeding as much as possible, because those little chicks grow so quickly. Within 3 weeks, they've popped out of a little egg that's no bigger than the top of your thumb, to being big enough to be able to fly independently.
Probably the most familiar garden bird, and very distinguished looking with its red breast. That is the robin. Angus, thank you very much.
Thanks very much.